Recording studios in Hempstead. I'm Ken Cole. Tonight we continue with some music from fine musician, rather elusive musician, I think. Almost to a lot of people, legendary musician. Please welcome Brian Auger and the Oblivion Express.
Thank you. This is a thing off our new album, Closer to It, written by our bass player, Barry, and it's entitled Whenever You're Ready. And so whenever you're ready, Steve.
We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. That was a little thing, as I said before, by Barry, our bass player, called Whenever You're Ready, and we like to take the chance to play something by one of our particular favorite musicians right now, an American saxophone player by the name of Eddie Harris. Ah, thank you. And he's written all sorts of things, but one of the things in particular that we really like has become more or less a jazz standard now. We like to do it for you now in our own particular way. A thing called the Freedom Jazz Dance. Freedom Jazz Dance. Thank you. Thank you very much for Eddie Harris's Freedom Jazz Dance. I don't know whether somebody behind the control panel could tell me what I wrote down.
Inner City Blues.
City Blues? What a splendid choice. Okay, then we'll do the Inner City Blues. This is a thing by the great Marvin Gaye.
One, a two, and a what? A one, two, three, four. Yeah.
My word, what an audience. Listen, I tell you what, if you're working anywhere, let us know, we'll come and see you. Okay then, here's another one off our latest album. This is by a guy called Gene McDaniels, and it's called Compared to What? Very relevant just about now, I think.
One, two, one, two, three, four!
Thank you. Sonic Recording Studios in Hempstead. It's Tuesday evening, and Mr. Brian Auger is our guest this evening. Brian, thank you very much for joining us here in Hempstead.
What's the matter? You coming apart? Thank you very much, man. I'm very glad to be here.
Is this the start or the middle or the beginning of an American tour of some kind?
Well, we're about 2 weeks into the tour now, and the tour is about 7 weeks long, so we've got about another five. And we started off in New York, a place called Kenny's Castaways. A couple of nights there, we had a little immigration problems to get in, so we missed about three nights of that gig, but we finally made it in the end. That was great. And from there, we went out to Cleveland, where I'd never been before. Home of the Cleveland Indians, you know. And played at a place called the Smiling Dog Saloon out there, which was really fantastic. So we had a great time for about a week. And we came back here to WLIR.
Liar.
And here I am, live and in stereo, and in clothes.
And a new album on RCA.
That's right, yeah.
Closer to It.
That's it.
That might imply a search of some kind.
Well, let's face it, I think every artist is searching for himself, actually. And when he finds himself, then I think he needs to express that in the simplest way possible, the most direct way, you know. That's what we're all really doing, saying, here I am, you know. Basically, I'm the same as everybody else, but I see it this way.
And this version of the Oblivion Express works well in that context?
Yeah, I think that... coming out of the Trinity thing, which was, which got pretty much set, felt I was really getting into a particular type of groove. Oblivion Express was another look, and we're getting a bit closer, I feel, especially with the last album.
So, Brian, introduce me, please, and everybody else out here to the Oblivion Express, if you will, please.
We have over there on the. On the lead guitar, Mr. Jack Mills, all the way from Battersea, London. And playing the congas with us, Lennox Langton.
Great.
Lennox. And at great expense on huge loss of life, we have Stephen Ferroni on the drums, Steve. And the only original surviving member of the very original Oblivion Express, and I'm very glad I am to have him along with me, is Barry Dean on bass there. Barry.
Brian Auger, Oblivion Express, live at LIRFM.
I couldn't have done without Brian Auger on organ and everything.
It's all lines, it's all lines, I tell you.
Big on, folks.
Please.
Well, I'll drink to that. Anyway, here it comes in. It's called Maiden Voyage.
Thank you.
Brian Auger, Oblivion Express.
Thank you.
Brian Auger, Barry Dean, Jack Mills, Lennox Langton, Steve Froome. Brian Auger, Oblivion Express. Brian, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, WLIR. And thank you very much to everybody who came along tonight. It's been really a ball to play for you.
Brian, thank you very much.